Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome to the spring equinox, my friends. Thank you for being here. It is March 20th, 2013. It's a beautiful, glorious first spring day here in Seattle, Washington, and I hope that you are feeling those vibes wherever you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing to connect energetically with this space right now. I always appreciate your presence, and I honor it as I honor you. Today's show is going to be really great. We're going to talk about connecting to your divine self in more complete, whole ways. And Karen Hager is here, and I'm really excited for you to meet her. You know that I only have guests on the show that I feel you would resonate with and that you would get a lot of value from. So it's exciting to find people who connect to this energetic space and bring us something more. A few announcements to share with you. It is the spring equinox, so that means we are beginning a new energetic cycle. It's the start of a new astrological year. We're going to talk more about astrology in a few weeks. On April 3rd, Rick DiClemente is going to be here talking about the exquisite zodiac. So tune in for that because he's going to give you some new understandings around every astrological sign and help you think about your own sun sign in new ways. Next week on the show, we're going to focus on connection to spirit and receiving from spirit. I'm going to talk about channeling, automatic writing, and a few other tools that are available to you that will work with your energy, your gifts, your talents that match you, and all that's needed is for you to open up and receive. So I'm going to give you some clues on how to do that and some techniques. The secret about working with spirit is that it's finely tuned to you and your energy. So that's why I'm only giving you clues, because it's your journey and it's your path to discover. So that's going to be a fun show. That's going to be March 27th. And like I said, today is the equinox, a new astrological year, new energies coming in. This connects to the winter solstice, and it connects back to the fall equinox when we were last in balance. And then is with the winter equinox, we had new energy come in, and now we're giving another opportunity to see where we're at and how we're working with our path, our journey, what is in our highest and best good. So regardless of what day, time, whenever you're listening to this show, the energy of it is embedded into the show, and you are given the opportunity to really look at what is happening for you right now. What is renewing? What is birthing? What is being initiated in your life? These are powerful questions, and the fun is in discovering the answers. So I leave you with those questions to consider, and we are going to now make our way to our wonderful guest. I'm very delighted to have Karen here, and I would like you to know her website, first of all, so you can check it out as I'm introducing her. You can find Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. And I want you to know a little bit about Karen. She's a psychic channel who teaches intuitive development and other classes that empower people to listen to their own inner guidance. She works privately with clients from all over the world, and she connects with Force to provide compassionate, no-nonsense, spirit-led guidance for people in transition. Can you relate? Karen is the host of the popular weekly radio show Out of the Fog, which reaches an international audience. And her work right now is so timely because these are times of great transformation and many people are struggling with change. So Karen encourages a shift in perspective from fear to love so that we may receive the gifts of living through these unusual times. Like I said, check out Karen's website so you can get an idea of everything she does and offer. And welcome, Karen. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you, Molly. This is already fun, and we're only starting. So I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for opening. Your generous energy, your positive energy just shines right through, and I'm really glad to be part of the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. I have to let everyone know that I have a personal confession, which is that I love Karen's sense of humor. And I know I told you that before, Karen. So we might just turn this into like a laugh fest or just giggle the whole way. But we're also being serious and we're sharing some good information.
Molly, I'm a big believer in laughter. First of all, I can't help it. So I had to kind of build that into what I was teaching because I'm kind of funny. I can't help it. I believe that laughter is one of the best ways to raise somebody's vibration. Let's say I'm connecting with a client. Let's say you call me, Molly. We've never connected before. You're a little bit nervous. You don't know what to expect, or you're under some stress, or there's some big drama going on. When I connect with you on the phone, one of the first things I might try to do once I sort of feel you out, see where you are, what might help you is try to get you to laugh. Try to get you to smile, because when we laugh, it raises our vibration. And even though a lousy situation is still lousy, when you can laugh about it, you are reminding yourself that you are not the situation, right? That you are now empowered with a solution. So I'm a big believer in laughter as a way of teaching, as a way of growing, as a way of raising our vibration.
Bravo. I love it. Thank you. That was just a wonderful insight for people to know how you work and to understand that there's so much you offer. There's so much you do. Your wisdom is beautiful, Karen. And I'm excited to get to know you more and for other people to get to know you better. So can you start by telling us, how did you get to this place on your spiritual journey? Is this what you thought you'd be doing when you grew up? How did you get to this place of being a wonderful psychic and radio show host, and so much more.
Oh my goodness, and so much more. I have always been I've been wacky, always, my whole life. I did not plan to end up doing this work, and in fact, it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I embraced this work as my true vocation, and I do feel that I'm doing my life's work, that I am now aligned with my soul path and with as much grace and passion and joy as I can muster. I'm living that fully every single day, and I'm so grateful for that. I thought when I was really little, I was going to be a nurse, and that was because one of the women who lived next door who would babysit for us had a nurse's cap that she would let me wear. And so I thought that I wanted to be a nurse. And then I was going to be in the DeFranco Family Singers. Only people of a certain age will remember them, but they were a singing group, a short-lived singing group from the 70s. I was going to be one of the DeFranco Family Singers. This was immediately a failure because I was like 8 years old and also not a DeFranco, so that didn't work, and then the group disbanded, so that didn't work. And
right, it's last name discrimination.
It is. It was. They were against me from the beginning, Molly, and I've never forgiven the DeFranco family for just ignoring me. It was like they didn't know I existed. It was very sad. I've been aware from a very, very young age that I saw things maybe other people didn't see and heard things other people didn't hear. I knew things before other people knew them. And I realized at a very early age that it was smart and best not to mention those things. And so what I did was swallow my gifts. I tried not to use them. I tried not to think about them. I tried to avoid them. And of course, as I grew then into adulthood, what happens when there's something we need to deal with and we refuse, we can always refuse because we've got free will. When you swallow something, when you hold it back, when you repress it, it has a way of popping up at random times to bite you on the behind, right? I use the analogy of trying to hold a beach ball underwater, right? You push it down and it's easy at first, but it gets harder and harder to keep that beach ball underwater, and pretty soon it just squeaks away from you and pops up and splashes you. That's what happened to me with my intuitive abilities. I worked as an actor beginning as a child and into adulthood. I met my partner, who I love. We just had our 27th anniversary. After college, we moved out to San Francisco from Michigan, which is where I'm from. I got a real job. I got a house and a dog. I went to seminary. I studied to be an Episcopal priest. I did not complete seminary. It's a very, in that tradition, there's a lot that goes into it. You just don't kind of, you know, write in somewhere on the internet and they send you a certificate that says, congratulations, you're ordained. It's a very long process. There's a lot of discernment and committees and all kinds of stuff. And I was in seminary. I had such a powerful calling to serve the divine. I had such a powerful need to be a window through my life, through what I said, through what I taught, so that other people could experience the divine, not because of me, but maybe learn something that would help them experience it for themselves. And that took me to that traditional seminary experience. And I did not finish because I got almost to the end and had a very strong calling that let me know that I was supposed to now step out. I had learned what I'd learned from the experience, and I was supposed to step out and walk on a wider path. And remember that part about how we all have free will? I chose to ignore that because it made me mad. Because I had invested a lot of time, I'd invested a lot of money. Golly, the student loans, are you kidding me? I had so much pride in finishing, and I was so close to that plastic collar, Molly, I could have reached out and touched it. But as often happens, even when you don't want to go along with spirit, they have a way of kind of making things shake out for your highest and best good. And I found myself out of seminary, with this sense that I was supposed to do more, but I had no idea what that was or what I was supposed to do. Fast forward a few years later, and I had a very, I'm stopping because it makes me emotional even now, a very profound physical health crisis. And in the space of about 13 months, I had 3 surgeries, one after the other. So that's not enough time to recover. It was a nightmare. I had a little one, a medium surgery, and a big one. And after each surgery, what happened was that as I came out of it, I noticed that my intuitive gifts, which I'd swallowed, which I'd used in other ways as an actor, as a teacher, as a counselor, all kinds of stuff, my intuitive abilities were stronger after each of these surgeries. And after I had the last surgery, which was a really big, life-changing, big deal, no fooling around surgery, I lay there and realized that I had a choice now. I had free will. I could continue to swallow my gifts. I could continue to not use them on a path of service, I felt like, to the divine and to other people. I was absolutely free to do that and continue the life of kind of being out of alignment and slightly not at ease. Or I could say yes. I could go with this, even though I didn't know what it was, and follow my path in the way that I felt that spirit was leading me to go. So I said yes. I did it kind of sarcastically and with trepidation because I didn't know what I was getting into. And as soon as I said yes, Molly, honestly, everything changed. It didn't mean that suddenly my life was all like cupcakes and sparkles and happy times. I was still living an actual life with actual things happening to me. But when I said, yes, okay, I will work with these gifts. I will learn how to use them. I will take the skills I already have in counseling and theology and all reading the human heart, all these things that I've amassed over the years. I will use all of these things in this divine service. Everything changed for me. And that's how I started to do the work that I do now. I mostly... as a teacher, I work with classes of students who are learning about healing, learning about intuitive development, learning about transforming their lives by letting go of blocks. And privately, I work with people who are in transition, who are stuck, who don't know what the next step is, and who want to tune in to the divine in them, who want to get spirit-led guidance about their next steps.
I received chills as you were telling the story, especially this the part where you were talking about how you just said yes, because I can relate to that personally, and I feel that that's one of the themes that is happening around the planet right now, is that we're being given the opportunity, if we choose, to say yes, and that means to not stay small, but to go big and to really own all of our gifts, our talents, our service abilities. That's just, it's a very strong statement that you just made.
And for people who are scaredy cats like I was when I started this, and I feel like I still am to a certain extent, I think it's important to let them know that when you say yes, it doesn't mean everything changes all at once. When you say yes, that means I put my foot down on the next step of the journey. I am willing to take the next step. It doesn't mean all of a sudden, whoa, everything, right? You take the next step, and then the one after that, the one after that. When you say yes, you're opening yourself up to different possibilities. When you say yes, you're opening your eyes to more than you can see in front of you right now. But I think sometimes people are scared to say yes because they think it means everything they were before changes or is no longer there, and they're going to have to go and do some wacky, you know, wear a caftan and, I don't know, have a big blinking neon palm reader sign outside or whatever it is, right? And you're not meant to go like from 0 to 60 like that. It doesn't work like that.
Very good point. And from my personal experience, I have been afraid to say yes because I'm impatient. And I want things to happen quickly, and when they don't, I've been like, oh, no, it's not occurring. And I realize that, you know, everything is happening in such a divine manner, at such the perfect speed for each person, that when something isn't happening on our timeline, it's happening on Spirit's timeline, it's happening better than we could ever choose for ourselves, and it's allowing us to trust more and to have more faith, and those are huge themes right now as well.
Yes, and I think that your impatience, Molly, may be one of your greatest gifts. So I'm not sure that I would hold
Thank
the
you.
Impatience as something that you need to be punished for or something to hold yourself in judgment of, because see, that impatience means that you don't settle, right? You are in motion, you tend to stay in motion, right? And so you don't ever need to worry that you're just going to get stuck somewhere and be completely unmoving, because your, what I see when I look at you intuitively as your energy pattern doesn't allow that. And see that where we want to look at that then in terms of your soul path is, how does that balance? How do we balance that impatience with your natural need for rest, right? How do we balance the faster with the things are going to happen in divine time, in divine order? And so for you, part of your path may be more looking toward balance, but I think that impatience shows a quick mind, a nimble way of moving through the world. And I would be kind of sad if you called me one day and said, Karen, I'm not impatient anymore, I've fixed that. I think I'd be a little sad. Do you know what I mean?
I do. What a wonderful perspective. Thank you for sharing that, because that helped me, and I know that helped other people listening. You know, when you're ready, you're ready, and to see it as part of our energetic pattern and as a high vibe way to move through the world is very reassuring. So I'm giving you a high five right now for that.
I receive your high five and return it. There you go.
Okay. So tell me, Karen, what would you say to someone who wants to tap into their intuition more but doesn't know where to start? Maybe I think people who listen to this show, they know they're intuitive, and maybe they put up some blocks around it, or they're not sure how to do it, or they want to follow exactly the right way to do it, right? Like 1, 2, 3. But what would you say to that? What kind of advice do you give to people around tapping into their intuition?
Okay. Ooh, I love it. Okay. And if I get too passionate and the show runs into like 4 or 5 hours and darkness falls and then the sun comes up again, you just let me know. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll chime in.
Cause I get a little passionate. Here's the thing about intuition. My belief is that all of us incarnate here with intuitive abilities. Our intuition is part of a way of connecting to the part of ourselves that is spirit. It's part of how we connect to the divine in us. When we come in, we incarnate into these physical bodies. We're mortal. our physical bodies fall apart, they die, we can derive tremendous physical pleasure, feel physical pain, we've got emotions, there's chemicals surging through our system. We're very involved in our physical body. We also are, because we are children of the divine, at the same time, in our mortal physical frames, we are channeling tremendous, unlimited, immortal, immensely powerful, deeply wise, divine energy into that same form. The combination of the two of these, the divine and the physical, the immortal and the mortal, the all-seeing and the only seeing what's in front of me, are meant to work in balance. But for most of us, and boy, I have been a prime example of this, we tend to go all one way or all the other. Most of us go all to the physical body. If I can't see it, if I can't touch it, taste it, smell it, it probably doesn't exist. Other people go way to the woo-woo side, right? I am a magical flying unicorn of the divine, and I don't need my body, and I can, right, I can exist only on air and whatever. Neither one of these approaches leads to balance or happiness. So when you want to connect with your intuition, what you are really doing is returning to the truest balance for you, okay? It doesn't mean that you maybe remove an energetic block and all of a sudden dead people show up in your living room and want you to do things for them, okay? What it means is that you are returning to your natural connection with the divine. We are never, and I cannot say this strongly enough, we are never, ever, ever, ever disconnected from the divine. We may feel disconnected. We may look in another direction. We may walk away. We can make boneheaded choices that make us feel like we are far from that connection. But the truth is, the capital T truth is, we are all connected all the time. And since you are already plugged in to the divine, and since the divine is part of what your intuition is here to help you experience, if you want to reconnect with your intuition, the first and most important thing to do is to turn around and take a look at that divine connection. You're not struggling to pick up something that you've lost because you're soaking in it, baby, right? You are turning around to see something that is already there. One of the ways you can kind of prove that divine connection to yourself is to think of the times in your life when you have known who was on the phone, who was calling, when the phone rings before you pick it up. When you have had a feeling that maybe today was a good day to take your umbrella, even though it was sunny outside, and then you get to work and then it pours rain, right? Think of the times in your life when you've had a hunch, a gut instinct, a feeling, or I just knew that guy was no good, or boy, sure is lucky I remembered to pack the, you know, mosquito repellent, whatever it is, right? Think of the times you've already used your intuition. That extra sense of knowing is available to us all the time. So when you reconnect with the divine, when you turn around and take a look at that connection, when you acknowledge the ways you're already using intuition in your life and you want to go further with that, the first step then in taking it further is to spend a little time every day getting quiet and bringing yourself into the present moment. I don't mean spend 20 minutes on a mat wearing the special clothes with the bell and the incense. You gave up your grocery money to buy the special incense because it smells. No, I mean be quiet. Sit down or lie down and just pay attention to where you are. Bring yourself into the present moment. It is in the present moment where we meet the divine, right? It's in the present moment that healing happens, that inspiration happens, that change happens. All of that is in the present moment. But so many of us live our lives either in the past, thinking about mistakes, or I should have done it differently, or remember when that happened, or in the future, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? I want to, what if I reconnect with my intuition, and then there's dead people in my dining room, right? When really all we're called to do is be in the present moment. So one of the first things I do with students is give them a tool, to give them tools to bring themselves into the present moment. If you're able to do that today for 30 seconds, if you can't do it for 30 seconds, do 15 seconds. If you can't do it for 15 seconds, try 1 second of just being where you are. That immediately brings you back to center. The second thing you can do if you want to reconnect, if you have a little practice of silence, a short, easy, present moment practice, the second thing you can do is begin to ask questions. And what I would say about that is not a question is not like, hey, guys, when am I going to get the job? When am I? Have I got it yet? No. What happens with that, you're not annoying your guys. It's pretty hard to annoy them. But what happens is you're not leaving any space for an answer, okay? So if that's your question, when will I get the job, ask the question and sit with it, okay? I would be stunned to hear that you get a big voice, booming voice in your head that says, July 15th, you will get the job. It doesn't usually work like that. Our guides communicate with us usually in very subtle ways. Ask your question and sit with it, and then take a look at what's around you. Do you notice maybe a book on a shelf that you didn't notice before? Has someone come up into your mind who you thought about emailing? Maybe you ought to email them and see if there's anything available at their company. Do you bump into somebody at the grocery store who has a connection that may lead you to that job, right? When you are in the present moment, when you pay attention, when you trust yourself enough to ask the questions, what you start to see is that you are receiving intuitive guidance all the time. You're just not aware of it. And there's no judgment about that from spirit, by the way. Like, oh, naughty Karen, she's not paying attention to her intuition. I guess all her guides are going to pack up and leave. It doesn't work like that. Your guides are here with you to support you when you're ready. When you ask, they support you. And as you get used to what it's like to hold a conversation, to have that habit of awareness, it's much easier to connect with your intuition. I have to stop now and drink some tea. I've talked much too long. Is it the next day yet, Molly?
Not quite, but I think that was so beautifully said, Karen, and that people get it. You know, that it is about just these simple things we do right now in the moment. It's about the listening and the calming and the presence that's always there that we get to tap into when we're ready and when we want it.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that your intuition isn't something that's outside you. It's not something that you reach out for and grab it and pull it to you and make it yours. It's already yours. You've got it. You're plugged in. And so reconnecting with what's already inside you is the best and fastest way to do that. I have some tools to teach you to do that. Other teachers have tools to help you do that. There's a million books, there's guided meditations and all that kind of stuff. Everyone is going to find their own path. But the key is anyone who tells you that this is something outside yourself may have the wrong end of the stick, because you have it now. You're in it. You want to try to wake that up, become more aware of it.
And you want to make sure and connect with teachers such as yourself who empower it and see it in every person, that it's not something that only a few can work with and develop. It's not something only a few here are going to master on earth and everyone else is going to be second rate. It's something that we are all gifted with and that we all get to play with and develop and use to our fullest ability.
Yeah, absolutely, because we all our intuition is with us to support us in whatever it is that we choose to do. Not everyone is going to take their intuitive abilities and do the kind of work that I do, right? Just
right.
Like not everybody's going to be an Olympic pole vaulter, right? We all use our intuition as best serves us on our own life path, and we don't all have the same life path. And that's why someone who is teaching intuitive development, someone who's working with people who are developing, it's so important to work with a teacher who understands that everyone develops in their own way and that everyone's gifts are different, right? In the current class that I teach, an online psychic development intensive, a six-week class, it is so much fun that I love it, and students have fun. We all have a great time. So in this current class, Molly, I've had two emails from students who've told me that through taking the class, they're much better at locating lost objects. And that just cracks me up, because one of the gifts that I do not possess, I can't find anything, okay? Not psychically, not looking with my physical eyes. I can't. I'm just, things are lost and then they disappear and they either come back or they don't. So people develop their own gifts in their own way. What a good teacher does, I believe my way of teaching, is to open the door and get the heck out of the way and to be there so that you, if you have questions, you want to share your experience, try to provide a safe, supportive, high vibration environment so that people can experiment and explore and not have to feel scared or worried or like, that this is all something out of their control.
Right. For everyone listening, if you want to check out what Karen teaches, go on over to fogcitypsychic.com, and you can see the current classes she's offering as well as some upcoming ones. Now, you have a class starting in April that looks just wonderful about moving from fear to love, from fear to grace. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh. So here's something fun. I like to give things away. don't tell anyone, but I really like to give things away. Okay, so Lisa Tunney, who is a very gifted intuitive and healer and teacher and storyteller, and I are teaming up. We taught this series last year and are teaching it again this year. It's called the Inviting Change Series, and it's a series of four classes that are designed to help people who are looking for tools to release energetic blocks, to move past barriers, to deal with anxiety, and to begin to, instead of fearing change, rejecting change, resisting change, is designed to help people be able to embrace change and allow it into their lives in a way that transforms them instead of in a way that frightens them. And this is a series of four classes. The very first class in the series is happening on Wednesday, April 3rd. All you need is a phone if you want to come and play with us, and that class is absolutely free. Lisa and I offer that class as a gift to anybody in the entire world who wants to come and play with us. It is so important, especially now, Molly, especially because of the times that we live in, it is so important to have freely available tools for people to use, to grow, to expand. And so if you are interested, this is a free class. If you're interested, fastest way to get there is fogcitypsychic.com/change. And you'll see there's a place where it tells about all the classes, because I want you to come to the free class and then you'll be so entranced that you'll want to continue with us, because we want to put together a nice group of people who want to continue into the other three classes. That first class is right there at the top of the page. Go ahead and sign up for that. It's absolutely free. Nobody's going to hassle you to buy anything, or there's no yuck about this. It's freely given. And I would love to see you on that call on April 3rd. Moving from fear, which paralyzes you, makes you small, keeps you stuck, to grace, which is about receptiveness, joy, opening your arms, welcoming change. That is a huge shift in any situation, no matter what you're dealing with right now. Making that shift from fear to grace changes everything.
Absolutely. What a wonderful gift you're offering to make that free and to know that people can get so much from it. That feels very powerful, really big. And it's just one of your offerings that you also do your online psychic development intensive. And it looks like that next one starts in May. And I wanted to mention that because people listen to this show, you know, in the future, and it might be exactly what they're looking for right now when it starts in May.
That's a lot of fun. That the next session of that class starts, I think it's Monday, May 13th, and it's a six-week class that's designed to do just what I was talking about before, create a safe, high-vibration space where people can explore and experiment with their intuition. We cover many topics in that class. You can get a look at that if you go to fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. Take a look at what's offered. That is a mixed-level class. We meet people where they are. One of the most exciting things about this class, Molly, to me, is that students who have taken it often continue the class. And so even though I'm teaching on those same six issues every time, what happens is that we build the curriculum around the students who are in the class. That means your questions are answered. We meet you where you are. You've got a supportive community there. It's wonderful. Now, that class is by application only. And the reason I do it that way is because I take this teaching thing really seriously. And when I work with students, there's a lot of email back. I give people email access to me. There's private work that we do together. There's a lot of support that I put in. And so I want to be sure that students who I bring into that class if you want to work that closely with me in a small group, that you are really committed to the process. So I do ask people to apply, and all the details are there at fogcitypsychic.com/intensive. I love that class. I have the greatest time in there. So, and honestly, Molly, this is why I'm doing this work. I love it. This lights me up. I'm doing what I love. And every day when I wake up, I am so grateful for that. The radio, the teaching, my private practice working with clients privately, it all makes me so happy. And that's so different from how I spent the first part of my life. I cannot tell you the difference.
Well, it shines through. I mean, I feel it in your voice. I hear it. It's so present within you, how much this lights you up and how much you light up other people with your gifts and what you teach and share. It's wonderful. And then, of course, that benefits all of us. It benefits mass consciousness. It elevates the energy and the light on the planet. It helps in ways we can't even fathom, which is really cool. But I think that, you know, this is why I'm so excited that you're here and you're sharing all of your gifts with us, Karen, because I think there's a lot of people who are ready to step forward more solidly, and they want individual attention. And they want a little bit of, they want a connection with someone. They don't just want to be another number on the dashboard of a big, giant teleseminar. They want to be seen and heard and worked with. And I think that is one of your main gifts, too, is that that's what you give people.
Wow. Thank you. It's very flattering. And it's funny. I was just having a conversation with someone a little bit before you and I connected, Molly. And we were talking about, you know, we were doing a session, and she was expressing some fear to me. And I said to her, you know, this is right here is a safe place. You can express that fear. It's too late for me to have a bad opinion of you because I already love you. I see you, and I see how beautiful you are energetically. I see how you're struggling. I see these issues in you. And she started to cry, and I thought, oh, boy, okay, maybe session not going too well, person crying. And what she said was, people say I love you to me all the time, but it is so rare that someone says to me, I see you. And one of the biggest gifts that we can give to each other, no matter what you do for a living, no matter who you're coming into contact with, is to let people know that they're seen. Listen to them. Pay attention. I would say especially pay attention to the people you don't like, because the people who are rubbing you the wrong way may be people who have a lesson for you to learn. I don't mean pretend to like them and do whatever they say. I mean pay attention. Why are they rubbing you the wrong way? What do you see in them? Can you see, no matter how loathsome they are, can you see some spark of the divine in them? One of the challenges I feel about the times that we're living in is we don't look at each other anymore. We don't acknowledge each other anymore as human beings, as fellow travelers, as spirits, as divine sparks in the universe. We look down. We're looking at our phones. We're looking at the TV. We're maybe looking at someone, but thinking we're not in the present moment. We're in the past or we're in the future, right? One of the biggest gifts we can give to each other is to look each other in the eye, to say to someone, I see you. So there.
I wanted to let that sit because I feel that is a phrase we need to absorb fully into our being, into our energy, into our physical selves, is that you're seen, you're heard, you're acknowledged, you're needed, you're loved. All of those messages that we don't get from our phones or from our inbox, but that we need, you know, there are nurturing, there are survival, they're essential to making sure that we know that right now, right here is perfect, and that there are ways to connect with people that will remind us of that perfection and that we are all needed at this time. I just think that is one of the messages I keep hearing from you, is that that's what you do for people.
And I hope, wouldn't it be awesome if I did that for you and then it made you turn around and do it for somebody else and they did it for someone else and then pretty soon we'd taken over the world? I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? If me seeing you and then you seeing someone else, if that starts a pattern, if it starts a reaction that shifts everything, it would be wonderful. And I, because of what I believe about the divine, about the nature of the divine, our relationship to the divine, part of that divine connection is that the more, let's see if I can say this right, the more we allow ourselves to see others as they really are, to love others, to discern in the behavior of others what is for our highest and best good and what is best stepped away from, right? The more open we are to each other, the more we are in turn able to not just receive love and being known and held from other people, but it also mirrors our ability, it reflects, expands our ability to receive that from the divine. So when I am looking at you, Molly, and I say, not only do I love you, but I see you, that then opens me up to an understanding of how I am in turn loved and seen and known by the divine.
Exquisite. Yes, yes, yes. For everyone listening, if you are resonating strongly with everything Karen is sharing, please know that you can connect with her through a few different radio shows if you want to hear her messages, if you want to tune in for her free readings. Karen, you have radio shows on Blog Talk right here where we are right now, as well as on Transformation Talk Radio. So I want to make sure people know where to find you.
Oh, sure. The best way to know where I am, I'm kind of unavoidable. It's hard. You have to sort of work to get away from me.
I'm kind of unavoidable. I think that's a lovely quote.
I'm trying to be really, really obvious about this. Probably the best place to get an idea about where to find me on the radio is at fogcitypsychic.com. And if you click, my radio show is called Out of the Fog. And so if you're at fogcitypsychic.com and you click the Out of the Fog logo that's right there in the upper right-hand corner of your page, that takes you to a listing. You can see the channels I'm on, the radio stations and internet radio stations that I'm on. You can see when I'll be guesting on other people's shows. You can see when my live broadcasts are and who the guests are and how you want to plug into that. And you can also stream past episodes. I've been doing this wacky radio thing for years now, I think almost 5 years, golly. That little radio show, Molly, little Out of the Fog, which I started in my basement in San Francisco, it kind of got away from me, got kind of big. And so now we're heard on the Empower Radio Network, Transformation Talk Radio Network, WBLQ in New England, and, of course, right here on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Yes, you are unavoidable in a beautiful, divine way.
I was thinking about changing my name to the Unavoidable Psychic, and then I thought, maybe that doesn't quite get across what I wanted to get across. I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay, yeah, well, it's good to have the options, just in case you need a change coming up. I have some more questions for you, but I also want to make sure and let people know that in addition to all of your unavoidable ways with your fabulous radio shows that I listen to and I really enjoy, with your offerings and your classes, that you also do these cool things called an online gallery reading. Oh. And I would love to know a little bit more about that and what happens there and what that is. Do you mind sharing with us what your online gallery readings are?
So much fun. I started doing the monthly online gallery readings because when I would do reading shows here, especially here on Blog Talk Radio, what would happen would be that I would have way more people call in than I could deal with, and I'd get to the end of the show and I would feel awful. You know, you push on Blog Talk Radio, you push this little button that says end show, and then what happens is like your little screen goes away, all the callers are dropped, and that's it. And I felt really kind of creepy and bad about just like all those people are gone who I didn't get to. So I wanted to create an inexpensive way that if you have a burning question, if there's something you'd like me to look at intuitively, and you don't maybe need a full session with me, that you can connect once a month. We do an online gallery reading. It's a very small group of people, and we connect for a phone call. We start with a quick grounding exercise and laughter to raise the vibration and get everybody in a good space, and then I go around that virtual room, and everyone on the call receives a short reading from me. That's usually about 7 minutes, although I do go on, as you may be aware. It's usually about 7 minutes. I call that online gallery reading the Out of the Fog Salon. And the idea is not just so that people can connect with me and get a reading, but so they can learn in community from what they hear, the readings that they hear other people get as well. I'm a strong believer that when Spirit has a message for you, when there's something that the divine wants you to know, that your guides want you to know, when there's something you need to be looking at, and you open yourself up to that, you can receive that in all different kinds of ways. So you might come to the online gallery reading. The next one is on March 30th, Saturday, March 30th. You might come to that gallery reading on the 30th and have a great time talking with me and receiving information and also get good insights from what you hear passed along to other people on the call. So I love that. That is $19.95 for that, because I wanted to make it just easy. I wanted to make it an easy entry thing, open to a small group of people. Yeah,
that's a great
fun.
Deal, and, $20.
And it's fun. You can find out more about that at fogcitypsychic.com. There should be a link for the online gallery reading. The other thing, can I give more stuff away?
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay. Yay.
Yes, because we love to receive, right? Like, we love to just get all the good stuff in our lives. So if you have more to give, what a wonderful way for people to receive. Yes, please do.
Okay, so let's give some stuff away. I would love to give away 2 free seats in the March 30th Out of the Fog Salon. That's that online gallery reading. If you are interested, I'd love for you to plug into your intuition. You know how I said you have intuition, right? One of the best ways to start to use your intuition is to tune into it in a very lighthearted way. So I'm going to ask a question here, a silly question in a minute. I'm going to ask you to email me, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com, with your answer to this question. I will choose 2 people from among the answers that I receive. I'll choose 2 people to get a free seat in the salon on March 30th. Here's your silly question. Are you ready? So, like, put your psychic thinking cap on or whatever, and, you know, if you have to put on the caftan, or just go ahead and do that. Okay, so here we go. The silly question is, I'm sitting here in my office while I'm on the radio here with Molly, and I'm wearing socks. The socks have a pattern on them, and it's a repeat of a single element, simple element. What pattern is on my socks? What's the item that's repeated on my socks? Concentrate now. And when you know the answer, or you think you know the answer, or you just take a wild guess, because often your first thought is the right one when you're being intuitive, email me your answer, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. I will pick 2 winners on Friday. Okay, so you got a couple of days here. I will pick 2 winners on Friday, the 22nd, and I will email you if you're a winner. How's that, Molly?
That is awesome. And I want to let people know that no matter when you're listening to the show, I mean, we're live right now on Wednesday, March 20th, but if you're listening to this later on the day or on Thursday or on Friday, you can still enter. It's not the first 2 people. It's the random.
Yeah.
It's a random selection. So.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be the first 2 people, not at all. I will take all of these emails, put them somewhere, and then I will either print out the names and put them in what I call my big pink plastic bowl of destiny, which is basically me drawing things out of a plastic bowl. or
Perfect.
I will close my eyes and just run my finger down the list and pick somebody. So don't worry. Take your time. Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. If you're around on the afternoon of the 30th of March and you want to come play in the salon, go ahead and enter.
Wonderful. That's so generous. Thank you for giving that to our listeners. Good luck, everyone. Really think about those socks and what patterns they could be. Oh, and also I want to let everyone know that these are the kinds of fun giveaways that Karen does on her radio shows. So if you want to click on over and check out more of her fun giveaways, you know, please do so, because there's always new things coming up. There's always new ways to receive. So I just want to let people know that this is just the beginning.
Well, and part of what I try to do with the shows, Molly, with Out of the Fog, and it may be part of the reason why it's taking over the world at this point. Part of giving, I feel like, is to bring guests to the microphone who maybe you haven't heard of before, people who have a message to share that they want to get out there. I interview people who are well-known, people like Lisa Williams, people like Lynn Andrews. I also interview people who you may not have ever heard before. And if you want to meet someone new or hear someone who you might already be reading their books or listening to their work, I try to make Out of the Fog a place where we can come together every week and get something, learn something, have a door open, something to help you move forward.
Yes, yes. And what I like, too, about your show, Karen, is that there are so many people doing great work. It's like meeting new friends and reconnecting with familiar friends that maybe it's been a while since I've met them. But I find people on your show that I fall in love with their energy, what they're doing, everything they're offering. So there's something to be said for the fact that you bring on people that maybe aren't, you know, Oprahs, but who are exceptional at what they do, and it gives us a great boost to know that there are so many people doing really important work right now.
And this is not the time for us to be competitive with each other, right?
Right.
This is not the time to grab something and go, this is my area and I will only do this and everyone else. No. Right now what we need to be doing, my sense is spreading this message of awakening, of intuitive awareness, of embracing divine love, of opening to abundance, of reception, of being in the present moment, being in connection with our divine selves. We are meant to be giving that message out to as many people as we can in whatever way we can. If you don't resonate with my personal message, maybe you'll resonate with someone who you hear on the show, right? Or maybe through listening to that person on the show, you'll click on the website of someone else and that will eventually lead you to somebody else. What matters is the intention with which the information is offered, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And for all of us who are intuitives or healers or spiritual teachers, there can be an atmosphere of competition, of jealousy, of this is mine, get away from this. And that this is not the time for that. This is the time for opening up as wide as we can and letting everyone have their voice without being so worried about what little piece of this belongs to me. And so that's part, I try to run out of the fog with that very generous mentality.
Collaboration, not competition. That is the spirit. And people who do that, I mean, if you find someone who is, you know, very protective of what they're doing and offering, they're just afraid and there's some more work to be done there, and that's okay. But it's really important, like you said, to just open it up and to know that it's not yours, it's not mine, it's ours. It's ours. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's. We all get to play with it. We all get to work with it. We all get to own it.
Yes, absolutely. And that thing I was saying before about the best thing you can do is let someone else know that they are seen, that goes with this too. Good work, people who are healers, people who are wisdom keepers, people who are vibration holders for the collective, for this higher consciousness, need to be seen by as many people as possible. That's my view.
Beautifully said. We are talking with Karen Hager, Fog City Psychic. We've mentioned her website a ton of times, but in case you missed it, it is Fog, well, her Twitter handle is Fog City Psychic. You can find her on Facebook as Fog City Psychic, and you can find her website, Fog City Psychic. So you're noticing a theme here of all these places you can find Karen and connect with her, discover more about the classes she's talked about, her offerings, her readings, all kinds of stuff. Now, the other thing I've noticed, Karen, that you focus on a lot in your teachings is the importance of a daily spiritual practice.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean by a daily spiritual practice, I mean something that you commit to doing every day. And don't get scared. Don't get scared just because I say you have to do it every day. Something you do every day that reminds you of your connection with the divine. And the word practice means practice. It not perfect, not daily spiritual perfection, not daily spiritual seamless integration and now everything is wonderful. No, daily spiritual practice. It means showing up and trying. It means a devotion to growing, to getting better, to learning more, to expanding, to exploring. So I encourage people to set aside a little time every day, whether that is if you're just at the very beginnings, you're starting out with that present moment practice that I shared earlier in the show. If you are someone who has a meditation practice, a prayer practice, if you do art as your daily spiritual practice, one of my spiritual practices is knitting, something that keeps my hands busy and allows my mind to sort of go free. Sadly, that mind going free quality often shows in the finished knitted items that I made, but okay, that's never mind. It's a tool. It's, you know, there are many kinds of different daily spiritual practices, but the value of it, Molly, is that a teacher once shared an example with me that kind of goes like this. Our actions in the world can be thought of as beads, right? I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this. Our daily spiritual practice is the string that connects the beads, is the through line, that connection with the divine that's in us, that's in all of us, that divine through line, that energy, that thrum, that vibration that goes through everything. When we're tuned into that, suddenly our actions become beads on that string. Our actions in the world aren't random anymore. They are all connected. They're sustained by our awareness of the string that holds it all together. When we break the string, when we are not in alignment with the divine, what happens is that our actions go all over the place, and then we kind of make a mess. The beauty part of it is that because what we're doing is daily, when we blow it, and we will, and we do spectacularly, and I blow it too, you take a breath and you make a choice to try again. With every breath, you have a chance to make a different choice or to affirm a choice you've already made. So when you blow it, remember, it's a practice. Nobody's giving good grades for how well you did at it. When you mess it up, take a breath and start again. And all that's needed is to return your attention to your connection with the divine.
Oh, yes. And the visual you gave is perfect because, of course, it's a continual line. It doesn't end. We get to make it stronger. We get to work with it more. We get to tailor it to ourselves and to our needs. And what I have found comforting about my daily spiritual practice is that it doesn't have to be an hour long every day. It can just be 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 15 minutes. And that matters. That little chunk of time still enforces that connection.
It does, and I believe that it is that when you get a little bit, when I recommend that people start out with 30 seconds, right? And if you can't do 30 seconds, do 15, do 5 seconds, right? When you commit to that time, whatever it is, you want more because what you're connecting with is the most natural connection you can possibly make. What you're connecting with is a part of yourself, a part of who you really are, a part of your divine essence that you might have looked away from a little while, and so for a little while. And so when you connect like that, you want more. And so you might find that your 15 seconds turns into 30, turns into 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but there's nobody's watching you, nobody's judging you. It's whatever feels right to you. Freeing yourself to practice in whatever way feels right to you is one of the first steps in setting yourself free from that preconceived notion or limitation around what daily spiritual practice is or is not.
Yes, exactly. I'm silently clapping my hands right now because of how well you explain that. It feels really good, and it's such a loving perspective. It's such a comforting approach. You know, it allows us space to literally breathe and to, you know, lean into it and feel into it and what works for me and what do I want to do, what works with my energy. So we have a lot of room here to decide what is our spiritual practice that uplifts us and that is best for our needs at this time, and to allow it to evolve and change.
Yes, of course it'll change because we start with where we are right now. We're going to be in a different place 15 seconds from now, right? So all we can do is start where we are now. You're not waiting for something, waiting until you are more spiritual, waiting until you win the publisher's clearinghouse, waiting until you lose 40 pounds. No, the waiting is then what you occupy yourself with, right? So to make that change, that transformation, we start where we are right now. No more waiting, because your spiritual awakening is what you are living now. You're in it. You're doing it right now. It's about shifting your awareness so that you can be fully engaged in it. That's what I'm trying to help people see.
And when someone signs up for your email list, you help them out with that. You give them a little way to get going on their daily spiritual practice.
I do. If you will trade me your email address, you can get a guided meditation from me. That's an audio that you can download right away. And also you'll get the Out of the Fog Minute. That's when I pop up unavoidably in your inbox about twice a month with a little audio musing and also discounts on classes and private sessions. And I also have a free audio about jumpstarting your daily spiritual practice, and that's also available for a trade of your email address at fogcitypsychic.com.
so generous. There's just so much on your website. There's so much that you're offering and giving, Karen. I'm grateful to have connected with you on a personal level and on a professional level. It's just lovely to know everything that you're doing and all the unavoidable ways we can connect with you through radio and through classes. It's perfect.
Thank you so much, Molly. What great fun to talk with you. Thank you for asking me to be on the show.
Thank you for being here. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone who chose this hour to spend with us. Your presence is appreciated. Your energy is appreciated. And I hope that you enjoyed meeting Karen or becoming reacquainted with her if you are already familiar with her work. Please check out everything she offers and make sure and go back to it because it changes. It gets updated. There's new stuff coming out. So go and check out FogCityPsychic.com. As always, I am Molly McCord. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. And I will look for you next week when we talk about channeling, automatic writing, and receiving your connection to spirit. Thank you, everybody. Namaste.